We're talking today with Trey Lamb, the executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. Trey, let's talk about several things, but I thought we might start and kind of revisit a little bit where we are on the success stories that were publicized earlier this spring at the state capitol. I know that this is kind of an ongoing effort that you're working and proving basically through checking and rechecking these streams to basically show the U.S. government, the federal government officials, that these streams are being improved as far as water quality is concerned.
That's right, Ron. We this year announced 7 success stories that are scattered all across the state in every different ecological area from southeast, northwest, even into far southwestern Oklahoma. And this is a continuing history of Oklahoma's natural resource conservation. We established the non-point source pollution program in Oklahoma, where we do in-stream monitoring. And when that was first established, the decision was made to monitor these streams in the upper portion near where the agricultural land was, so we could determine exactly what impact agriculture was having on the streams. We continue to monitor those while conservation practices are put on the ground. Thus, we can show improvement that's directly related to the activities that farmers and ranchers are doing to not only improve the quality of water, but also to improve the quality of their soil and the productivity.
You know, the success stories of 2016 that you announced earlier this spring, that's not just that. That's really just the latest set, because we've got really quite a track record that we're developing in Oklahoma regarding basically bringing these streams back successfully from impaired status.
That's right. We've delisted currently 55 streams, which is second in the nation. Every year, we're in the top 5 in improving the quality of our water. Normally lead in the reduction of nitrogen and phosphorus load. And we've also cleaned up more acres, more drainage acres with the streams that we've had delisted than any other state, 4 million acres. That's over 1.5 million more acres than any other state.
What's the secret? In other words, how have we been able to be successful?
Well, the unique thing about Oklahoma is where we tie the actual in-stream water quality monitoring to the conservation practices. In other states, they don't necessarily monitor the water near the location where the conservation practices are being done. They don't keep that historical data so they can show that we're actually making improvements. They may monitor further downstream in a lake, which is important because the effects that we can have in cleaning up these streams really reduces the cost of water treatment, also increases the quality of the water in the lake. Mm-hmm. But it's actually being able to monitor over a long period of time close to those agricultural lands that we can show that agriculture producers in Oklahoma are doing the right thing through conservation.
And this is a voluntary partnership. It's a multi-person or a multi-entity type partnership of working together to get this done.
That's exactly right. The local conservation districts, the Conservation Commission, which is the state agency, the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, and the EPA all work together through a voluntary approach, completely up to the farmer or rancher whether they want to participate or not. We have programs available along with technical assistance on how to put these practices where they want to convert to no-till, they want to establish grass or put in buffer zones along the creeks where they're to help them. And the alternative would be if these programs weren't available and we became out of compliance with our water quality, then we could be open ourselves to regulations and mandates from above. And we don't feel like that's the best system. We feel like we have a proven, effective, efficient system that works here in Oklahoma. We've proven over a number of years, and it's a program that we need to support.
One of the other things I know that you've been very active in as a commission has been bringing Oklahoma into this conversation about soil health, and that's you know, obviously we've seen some early I guess some of these early entrepreneurs and others within the conservation community saying, you know, let's do multiple cover crops, let's do multiple species cover crops, let's do a lot of other things to try to rebuild some of the soil that's not been there in years gone by. We're seeing a lot of success and a lot of interest.
That's exactly right. It's really a farmer-driven program, and we have some real farmer leaders here in Oklahoma who have tried some of these things on their own and who want to see that message spread across the state. So really the resistance, even back in the Dust Bowl, was, well, that might work in that part of the country or in that part of the state, but it's not going to work in my area. So our role as the Conservation Commission and Conservation Districts is to get that information out, to have on-farm demonstrations and field days and trainings all across the state so we can show what cover crops, what soil health practices work in specific areas and specific environments. Because what works in Idabel is not going to work in Guymon, but there are cover crops, there are soil health programs that are going to work in any part of the state and in any environment.
Are you encouraged that we're really going to see some strides about, you know, getting our soil in better condition through this initiative?
I really do believe that. I believe this is the next big movement in conservation. I believe we can increase the organic matter in the soil. We can increase that biological activity. We've always said that no-till farming takes a number of years to see the results, but this is a way to jump that process forward to accelerate it at a very rapid rate. We've seen real responses in only a very short period of time in the biological activity and the permeability of the soil and the soil's ability to take up water. So we really feel like it's a way to mitigate against both drought and flooding in Oklahoma, because we've had a long history of weather extremes here really since the beginning of time.